Opening up of Rwanda's border with Uganda could take much longer. The border has been closed since February this year, paralyzing trade. The Rwandan government says it still needs an explanation from Uganda why several of its citizens are missing. Accusations of espionage between the two countries have led to tensions. Uganda says those Rwandans arrested committed crimes. Discussions also focused on Rwanda's claims that Uganda is keeping its dissidents. The meeting that was attended by delegations from Angola and DR Congo agreed to quickly find solutions to ease the tension between the two countries. This was a follow-up meeting after the two presidents signed an agreement in Angola in August committing to improving trade, security and relations between the two countries.